Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
I feel like this is going to film. This is going to be cute on camera.
It's a good jacket.
Oh my God, my suitor got it for me.
He was so fun on your live show.
Oh, you liked him?
Yes.
Tell me. You accept this? Okay, I need to. So you. What did you like about him?
What I will just say is, as the fan of this program,
yes.
Well, that live episode was amazing.
Thank you.
I got similar feedback.
The
really
intel that you guys got from the Bachelor contestants was everything. I've been telling everybody about it. And then your suitor was so lovely.
Oh my God, this makes me so happy, and I need to hear more. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marine. So happy to be back coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. I miss this bougie garage. I mean, I missed you guys. With me today is a woman that really made my dreams come true 2 weeks ago with my physician friend over there, my fruit physician. She's the woman that helped me become a housewife, helped me become get access to Paige DeSorbo, just like, and is also just such a fun friend, such a wonderful podcast guest. And she's, we have to talk embroidered pants. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Whitney!
Thank you.
Whitney, the fans love you. How does it feel to be a fanbassador?
Oh my goodness. Well, I listen all the time. It is my favorite podcast
to listen to.
And I get such a kick out of it. So I'm such a, you know, it's an honor.
Okay, I'm going to be so annoying because I don't know, like I haven't grilled anybody that listened to the live episode. Okay. So I'm going to grill Katie and Whitney. Yes. Katie, you also listened.
I edited, yes.
So what did you guys enjoy about it? What would you say with that? If you, because we're going to do another live one in New York. We're going to do the Bell House, which is bigger. It'll be in the spring.
Wait, can I just say this is very Pizza Peter of us to be like, so what did you notice about me?
Yeah, exactly.
What was your favorite thing?
Yeah, okay. I know my eyes, but what else? Okay, but so you guys liked hearing the Ashley I. What did you,
just the intel that we got. I mean, the idea that they explained that they get like 1 hour of sleep.
Right.
Yeah,
that
was all. Because I was like, of course, they have heightened senses, and that's why they fall in love so fast and they cry so fast, is because they've all had 1 hour of sleep.
Right.
And just that... And just about the resort was really interesting.
Yes, how they change it.
And oh, yeah, the art department.
Since Ashley and Jared were like originally there and how it was different.
Yes.
That was really
pillows from Nemacolin.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's right, that they brought the pillows from Nemacolin.
That was really interesting.
Yeah. And how they were cast, I thought was
really interesting. Oh, yeah, Joe. I mean, it's interesting. When I was dating, which I might be again, who knows, but like when I, but not right now, I've got my suitor, but like going on dates with people, it seems like there's a lot of people troweling for men out there. Like, they have people. I feel like women apply And then they go like scout these dudes in like Nashville. And I'm going to bring in my friend because I know he's going to want to hop in here. You know him from the BrandoCast. You know him from Rock Tales. You know him as the executive producer of Bachelor Silver Lake. You know him as the man that has a camping tent available to go up in near the Batcave behind Griffith Park. And it's like a 5-person tent in case Gabby wants to go camping. But he couldn't go to BravoCon because he had to go to Iron Maiden. Our friend Brandon.
Oh, I'm so fucking mad at myself.
Dude, you could have come to you could have done the live show in New York too. And you could have met Grocery Store Joe, Serena, and Ashley Iaconetti.
Were my best friends in my fantasy life, Mauricio and PK there?
We didn't see them, but I love Mauricio.
There's no way. Mauricio is stoned 24/7. She was probably, Cal's like, I'm going to BravoCon. He was like, yeah, okay.
I'm making a deal. All
right. He would be my number one. He would be my number one of the house husbands. He would be my top pick.
But I missed out on the chance to go play beer pong with Shep, Austin, and Craig. I'm so mad at myself. I had to go to Iron Maiden.
I know.
I had to go to Iron Maiden.
I know.
I could not be in two places at one time.
Okay.
I'm so mad at myself.
Now, what do you think that the Bachelor producers go send trolls out to get guys? Like that the women apply, but they go scouting for like tall dudes and like
Whole Foods.
Well, you mean.
The guys get cast. A lot of the people don't. So of the contestants, I went.
This
on,
is intel. Are you getting
in real
intel?
Life? Yeah. So grocery. Okay. That's what was on the podcast last week. So Grocery Store Joe did not apply. He was at Whole Foods, not his grocery store, but at Whole Foods in Chicago.
Shocking revelation. Right.
Shocking.
Okay. And was shocked at his own store.
In the
that's what Ashley pointed out, Anna pointed out.
In the same way that I was approached at the farmer's market in 1998 to be on the dating game, which I was.
Wow.
The Chuck Woolery dating game.
Wow. Hot take.
Oh, yeah.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Do we have footage of this?
How do I?
It's out there somewhere.
I need this. My birthday.
Dweezil Zappa once said to me, saw you on the dating game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What? By the way, Dweezil Zappa flirted with me once and.
On Mad TV?
No, it was on this other show that I did after Mad TV. And he was so hot, but I was already dating my ex-husband. And it was like everything in me not to just be like, bye, Dan. Like, Dweezil Zappa is hitting on me. And like, he's so fucking hot.
Well, he's the only one I know who saw it. Because I didn't watch it because it was the most miserable day of my life.
The fact that he remembered.
But they recruited me at the farmer's market.
But okay, isn't that interesting? So they must do... So
they scout
nothing
for men.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah, nothing has changed. They scout for men. Okay, what did you think of the people who got married? Shout out Dan and Ariel.
Oh my God. They were so sweet. The videos from that wedding were so nice. I also just, they all were so eloquent when they got up there. They weren't nervous.
Yeah.
I was really kind of shocked. And then I love that they didn't want to take the sleep crown and they wanted to give it to someone else. I mean, they just were
classy.
So lovely.
We love them.
They were lovely.
Their family was so lovely. New friends.
I was like, thanks for coming. I was like, thank you for spending the money on these three idiots to have a plate.
Yeah, this was not a cheap wedding. Also, Dan said to my suitor who had been to his wedding, he was like, well, I feel like we're friends now. We should, like, because they both live in New York. Aww. So he's like, oh, we should hang out. And my suitor was like, I have to get in touch with Dan now. Like,
I mean, they just seemed beyond lovely.
Like, yeah, they were so sweet.
They were the nicest.
How did you feel about Alaric Marine killing it?
Oh, he was so great. He was so fun. And then I loved the pictures because I don't know if I've ever seen real besides childhood photos of your brother, and it was so fun with him and then Grocery Store Joe.
Oh my
and
gosh,
it was so great. He was so funny and he's so thoughtful. And he was so upset about they were looking at them in the
wrong lens.
Not a microscope, the telescope.
Okay, all right. So, gals, now you two are you guys approve of the suitor? You like the vibe?
Yeah, I love that was like game to play, you know, like he wasn't like. He just was down to play, and he was funny, and he wasn't just like, what is this shit?
Right.
Like, he was
cool. My only red flag was that he was not able to call the mullet dress.
Yes, he said 50 pounds of sequins.
Yeah, that was tough for me.
But he bought you this jacket?
He did.
This is an Arden street style jacket. Yeah. It is fantastic.
He really nailed
it. Like it a lot.
Cookie Monster
chic. Obviously, I picked it out. Obviously, I picked it. But,
oh, you did. Okay.
But he knew I was on the hunt for Cookie Monster chic, and he was like, "I'm getting you that jacket." And I was like, "Oh yeah, you are. That's fuck nice. Yeah." That was nice. It was very nice.
What I enjoyed, I think you can tell when you hear somebody who's like in it for
the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like he seemed so naturally happy and lovely and very funny and had knew when to speak up and knew when not to. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and he did not bring up his Instagram followers.
Wow.
Huge.
I was like,
huge.
He might be here for the right reason.
Huge.
He has a lot of Instagram followers?
No, but we were saying people on the show, they always talk about it. Well, thank you so much for listening. And again, thank you to everybody who came out. And we're going to do one in April at the Bell House. Yeah. So we're circling one day, but there's another hold on it. So if we can't get that, then we're going to do the week before. But then we're also going to do... So we're going to do the live pod at the Bell House. And then the night before, Brian Safi and I are going to do a night of comedy of me and Brian at Union Hall. So if you want to make a weekend of these idiots, you know where to find us. It'll be cheap tickets, you know, an expensive city, cheap tickets. But we'll let you know in advance so you can get your Airbnbs or crash with your friends or stay in Hoboken or whatever. Okay, here we go. You guys. I feel like finally I'm going to call it. Agree to disagree or whatever. Paradise finally got good.
Yes.
I'm here. I feel like it's actually clicking in. I felt like it was a slow start. For whatever reason, it just took a minute. And I was nervous when they were sending the gals away. But I actually feel like it kicked it all in. And it was the last two episodes were really fun this week. Whitney.
Well, I was just going to say that I think because they broke the mold, obviously if the other people had just come down, we would have seen the regular chaos. But because they sent them away,
yes.
I was a bit confused, but I agree. The second everything all shit hit the
it
fan,
worked.
I was like, this is so good.
This is why we watch.
Yeah.
This is why we watch. This is why we set up the game pieces in order to knock them down. It's a game of mousetrap. Dr. Banana, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I do feel like there were moments where I felt so bad for these women.
Oh my God, that's
there were
the
moments
thing.
Where I was like, there is a darkness here.
Well,
because they were starting to really crumble.
Well, it made me sad for all women.
Yeah.
In that it's like, literally, and Andrew, who's our sweetheart, I didn't like when he said, like, no, it was new women, breath of fresh air, just what we needed. I'm like, fuck you. He's like, a restart.
Tough.
I'm like, fuck you, because you've already had other women here, so you needed new. Like, fuck you. Like, well, I love Andrew, but I didn't like that.
I didn't like that also the women knew there were other women there, but the guys didn't hear that there was going to be other guys until much later. Yeah. I was like, you let them spiral.
Oh, no, I kind of loved that they had a moment.
I actually liked it, too, when they did find out, because they're like, there's other guys.
Yeah,
I know,
there's
I
other
wanted
guys.
That to come in sooner, because I was like, I need Brandon to spiral. I need Aaron to spiral.
By the way, I'm liking Aaron more. I never thought I would really love Aaron.
Do you like him?
Brendan.
I just want to say one thing.
Talk to me.
I'm going to say this.
Talk to me.
As the sole cis white Gen X entity.
Yes.
On this podcast.
Our bro-tity.
Ladies, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Talk to me.
There is no man on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Who's worth shedding a tear over.
Is that true?
Not one.
Really?
Not one.
Why?
There exists no man.
Tell me.
On the planet Earth.
Why?
Who is worth losing sleep over.
Thank you.
Because he will eventually disappoint you. This man that you think is God's gift to green earth will one day piss you off so bad.
Yes, yes.
Because he didn't take the trash out, because he forgot to pick the kid up at school, because he didn't pay the fucking gas bill.
Because he lost your baby at the mall.
Because he lost your baby at the mall.
Because you know
he left your child in a hot car.
You know my new assistant, Chloe. Things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Chloe and I are going to go on a work trip down to Valencia.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chloe.
We got an Airbnb because it was less expensive.
Yeah, yeah, we had an Airbnb because it was less
room.
Expensive. You know, Chloe. Chloe and I are going to go start a Twitch channel together.
So to see the ladies losing sleep over bros was tough for me.
Well, I also was thinking, you know, these girls and boys live on their phones at all times. And imagine that they only had their own thoughts to sit with.
I was
like,
wow.
No distracting their Twitter.
Wow.
They can't
hot
take photos.
Take. You're right.
For the first time in their lives.
Uh-huh. They are sitting there and then just having to sit in their own thoughts. And that's why they were crumbling.
Wow. Oh, my God.
They can't even watch TV.
Wow.
No.
No.
They wouldn't eat anyway because they have to watch TV for too long. Nobody watches TV but us.
Well, but also when you're in Mexico, having just been there at a resort, if TNT in English is the only thing you have.
Yeah, I've watched that. Like I watched
endless,
that.
The Rock movies.
You know what I watched?
I have one with Johnny Knoxville. Okay.
I'll watch that. Who gives a shit?
I would watch that. By the way, I love The Rock. Here's what I felt like it made me sad biologically that how quickly, to your point, Doctor Tana Anna Hariana, Mittens Marine Hosnier, Alaric Fulca, Alaric Wilhelm Marine Hosnier Doctor. I will problematic. It's a little so it's always like a wait, did she just say Wilhelm? Yeah, I did. Listen, I'm not saying it's great. Swedish. Still not great. Yeah. It bummed me out. How quickly the men were like, "Oh, it's a titty parade," and how the women are like, "I'm loyal to that guy who said that we were gonna like soulmates," and they were like, "Who? These are new titties. Yeah. I gotta be the titty inspector of the titty parade."
It was like conga line immediately, and the women are like, "I'll never be able to have a family."
And here you have like Russians. You've got Russian Alex, who's like we know and is a gentleman and is
legend
in person. He's a nice guy.
For real?
So nice.
Oh, okay. The loveliest man.
Such a gentleman, okay. So polite, and is so stupidly masculinely handsome. Like that they didn't even notice him till night 5. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like
that was crazy to me. Like, I was like, he's so hot.
Or you got say you like a blonde. You've got Thor. Like,
yeah.
Like
oh
he's
God,
two
the Australian guy.
They literally brought who's also nice because we watched him on. He's also a sweetie. He's a geologist.
I would
nice.
Drop all of you for Adam. I'll tell you that right now.
And he's Tyler.
Wait, the guy who puts mayonnaise on his eggs?
Yes, he's sweet. He's a geologist. He's a geologist. He's so nice. We watched. He's a nerd. He's awkward. We watched him on Bachelor in Australia. He's an awkward sweetie pie.
Thor's body double.
He's sweet as can be. The fact that these two,
really is.
If the female equivalent of these two insanely hot specimens of masculine, tall, giant, nice, like they didn't like when you're like.
Hot
cry.
Garbage. Remember, Jill called them hot garbage.
Yeah, if you're like crying over a fucking Lyft driver or Logan and you've got that. Thor and Alex in front of you, biologically, women are so loyal and these guys are just like, give me them titty. Ooga. Ooga.
You found experiment.
If you go to Alex's Instagram right now, all he's doing is playing with his like baby niece.
I can't.
Nephew. Like
I can't.
He's like playing with babies. He's like the hottest dude you've ever seen. Just playing with like a child.
He owns
and his
like
family,
3 houses. He's like, loyal to his family. He's an accountant.
Doing?
I was thinking about so when the show first started, this Bachelor in Paradise, I feel like the women all sort of were fighting against each other in the very beginning of it. And then I thought that group of women left who were all, you know, having breakdowns on the beach. And this new set of women that came in all seemed to be very calm and friendly with each other.
Yes.
And so I did feel like that vibe, like the guys maybe liked that there wasn't that like crazy vibe that seemed to be there in the first. I'm not saying that I agree with you. Those guys were so hot that showed up.
Oof. Let's talk about Kate. I don't know.
Which,
the realtor, like the
Logan's Kate.
Logan's Kate.
She seems like there's like something untrustworthy.
Yeah, there's
she's an asshole.
She's like somebody said she's like the meanest member of the PTA.
Yeah.
She's an opportunist.
Well, obviously. When they showed that clip of her speaking up at the reunion show, after being slightly eliminated quasi early, that showed you that she is kind of a game player.
Isn't she a real estate agent for the
she's
agency?
She's Oppenheim Group.
So now, for our listeners,
she's auditioning for selling something.
Yeah, for those of us who don't live in LA, can you explain to our listeners in Kansas what the Oppenheim Group is?
These
part of
two tiny little men. Run the Oppenheim brothers. Little teeny men. Who my father calls stupid crooks. Anytime I watch Selling Sunset at his house, he goes, those stupid little crooks. Because one time, years ago, they got into a fight over some house they were trying to flip.
I'm obsessed with your dad.
I know somebody who they screwed over so royally.
That person to my dad, because my dad has thoughts on
Oppenheim so
brothers.
She works for... So is it like a big...
a massive real estate
company. Which is a real estate agency, but they're on the...
TV show, and the sort of, Bravo show.
Yeah, so it's
on Selling Sunset.
Yes. And now they have Selling
that
OC.
Chrishell was on it, that one. So
they recruit only gorgeous women to work there.
Yeah, and they all for some they try to date those guys. Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to put a pin in Kate, and we're going to just start, again, because it's Paradise, just so that people feel like there's some, we're not going to go fully in order because it's 4 hours and it's bananas, but we're going to start at least at the beginning of this excitement. Luce has headed over to,
why did they let her go? Just because it's the show?
You know they wound her up and told her to go. They told her to go. You know, like.
The producers are just evil. Like you.
They did that on purpose. They timed it so that she would be arriving right when they got back from the greatest date of their lives. By the way, how about the fact that, what's her name? Next week a guy comes in and she goes on a date with him and makes out with him. No. Rodney's gal.
Eliza.
I was surprised.
Genuinely upset. And I
Me
was
too.
Like,
agree. Because I thought they were going to get married.
Yeah. I was like,
There's no loyalty.
Okay.
Anything can happen up until the last episode.
It's
Lacifer. They kept calling her Lacifer.
I just want to take Lace's face and wash those eyelashes. I just think she'd be so pretty.
She's so pretty.
All of it, and those eyelashes are so jarring.
Yeah.
No, do men? Because they're like antenna. She can get radio. So she gets actually something.
Are you attracted to that? Like, does that turn? I find them so awful.
But my aesthetic is not represented.
He's a really bachelor. He wants like a tattoo sleeve.
I know he wanted a tattooed. But I love purple hair, some great fake eyelashes, but they just seem so...
They're the wrong ones. They're fans. They're like moths.
I like when you said they're butterflies that landed on her face.
So there she is. She confronts Rodney. She's like, "Do you have a good day?" And then I felt like he was... that's awkward. Yeah. And you're also recalibrating. You don't expect her to be there. You're like, it basically, in his mind, about to propose to Eliza. Like, this was like, I just had my first date with my wife. This is it. You know, I could bring her home to mom's, as he said. And then here's a hammered Lace who he had a nice time with. But
the idea that these people don't realize that they're there for the rose. Like, Rodney used her, right, for the rose so that he could stay on the show. Listen, that's the name of the game. You can't really be upset with someone doing that.
Yeah.
And they never showed that much of their relationship before to know how intense the conversations ever
got. She was just, like, hanging on him. Kate T. Levine.
There's a Kate on the show. It's fine.
Kate T.
Money Levine.
Yes.
What did you think about Lace, Rodney, Eliza, and her going on a date with a new guy?
I felt very, very bad for Lace.
Me too.
I mean, she's a sweet girl. She really wants to find love.
I know.
She seems like she's working on herself.
Yes.
Rodney was not that guy, clearly.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have gone on a date with Eliza. I think Eliza and Rodney had been talking before. There was clearly just a connection.
Before production?
Yes.
You mean?
It felt like he was waiting for her.
Yes. Yeah. And right. I think unfortunately, Lace was a placeholder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to do what you got to do.
And it seems like Eliza and Rodney are a good fit, which I'm happy for them. But Justin coming back and maybe swooping in and taking Eliza, like, that just...
I was surprised
Why is he allowed to come back?
Why are they allowed to come back?
Because producers are mean, and maybe they knew that he was number one for Eliza.
Oh, maybe.
I'm sure you have to put in order, and they're terrible people, and they're like, can't just
Unless you assault a PA... You can get to come back.
I would like to talk about Rodney's tongue, because I think... Did you notice when they first kiss, like, on the very first... it's so long, I guess, because it, like, when they did the first makeout, I was like, I can see his tongue, like, zigzagging.
And her cheek?
On her cheek.
Wow.
Listen, you've got boner patrol.
Tongue patrol.
I'm on the tongue patrol. So I was like, oh. And then, anyway, so... Notice that from this point on.
Their kissing is always bad on the show.
Yeah.
Wow. It's either like too loud and you're like, oh my God.
Right.
Or it's like they zoom in on it and you're like, okay, that's enough. Yeah. Or it's just like a weird, awkward kiss and you're like,
or you hear the slopping.
I felt badly for Lace when she said, I trusted your words. I'm going home. This all sucks. And then she was sobbing. She's like, I feel betrayed by everyone. Michael comes over to give her a hug. And I can still see her Grace tattoo. She still has her
Grace.
I saw the Grace tattoo. Oh, and then she says, she's crying. I can't find love. I'm so humiliated. It is a hard.
You're going to find it. It doesn't feel like it right now, Michael, when he was saying that. I was like, shut up. Michael, that's what every girl wants to hear when you've just been broken up with.
Yeah. And it's also like,
find it.
It's also
you're the
like,
most perfect woman, but not for me.
I feel like guys also don't realize. Again, I think guys think that women hold all the cards. I think it's harder for women than men realize.
It really is.
It is.
Wait, what's harder?
I actually think dating is hard for women.
Oh, sure. Well, it's hard for men, too.
Yes.
But
in what way? How?
Prove it.
Prove it. How? How? Prove it.
Because I think at the end of the day.
I think that the modern dating is not the same as it used to be.
Agree.
Because it used to be. That we all were vetted.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, yeah.
We were all vetted by school, by sometimes work.
That's a great
but
point.
Definitely by peer group.
No,
like you never went on a date with someone who was so far outside
that's a good
your
point.
Peer group that they didn't know anybody.
You're right. My suitor, right. I knew a friend of mine who vetted him.
Right. So that, which I have always thought is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rules are different in hot people world.
Yeah.
Because dating in hot people world is dating than dating in schmo world where I come from.
Yeah, true.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
And hot people rules are true, but it's more ruthless in hot people world.
Because
hot people world, someone hotter could come by at any second. And the rules of the game are, well, yeah, it's time to trash this relationship and try to go for the hotter person.
God.
Hot people, plus they're all just smashing into each other. I mean, we know from watching all of these reality shows that all the hot people start DMing each other from different shows.
I was excited
to meet you because I saw your season.
Everybody's talking. Like Michael and Danielle, obviously.
Danny.
Eliza.
They brought Danielle on for that reason.
Yes, 100%.
And I mean, like, I don't fault them. Like, how are you not going to DM someone? Or, like, you start commenting on each other's posts. It leads to DMs. Like, it's natural.
100%. So it changes everything.
Can you imagine? It's hard.
Then you have a producer in your head going,
I
think you should just go and tell her right now that you're just not feeling it.
We're also learning that they're all sleep deprived. So you're also like,
give me that intel.
We learned that from Grocery Store Joe and Serena.
Said especially the first week that they pretty much finished filming around 6 and then they get everybody up by 7 a.m. the next morning. Then he also, that they all get really bad food poisoning. And the first time that Serena and Grocery Store Joe went on a date, like they'd both been vomiting all day and then had to act like they were having a good time wrestling. So also they don't allot for things like that. Like poor Serena could have pooped her pants while she was wrestling.
She could have pooped her pants. She could have.
You can't tell they have food poisoning.
No, not at all. Imagine you've got food poisoning. You haven't slept. You're drunk
all day. There's no air conditioning.
You're getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
The bathrooms are outside.
They're outside all day getting sunburned. And then a producer's drinking. And you're like, hey, I don't know if I feel this guy. Oh, you better go tell him. All right, I guess I will.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. So you're upside down the whole time.
Yeah.
You're
upside down. And I bet you anything like Eliza and
with
Justin.
With no community around you.
I bet you anything Eliza and Justin were talking, and then Eliza like says some like, "Oh, I'm still having doubts." And they're like, "Well, who else are you talking to?" And she's like, "Justin." And then they're like, "Ooh, you're Justin."
Yeah, I bet you're given a questionnaire before you go. Like, who are the five
literally? They've mentioned the
and
list.
Their favorites, I guess. I mean,
don't ask Johnny to make a list.
Like certain people are,
dude. Like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's come back, and we're going to talk about Johnny.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
And we're back. You guys, never in my... You could push me over with a feather to think that Victoria F. would be the one first person in Bachelor history to ask, what are your career goals? Like, how do you plan to make a living? Like, I want a family. Like, the most real, honest questions.
Here's, can I say my absolute favorite part of this?
Yes.
I wrote it down.
Please.
Was, it reminded me of all of the people that you... sorry, I have to look for the... my notes for this.
By the way, your nails look spectacular.
They're my Halloween nails.
They're spectacular.
Your nails are always so good.
Your nails are great. You're on point with your nails, obviously. And beautiful hands. You could be a hand
gorgeous
model.
Hands.
You could be a gorgeous hand model.
So
long
I have
fingers.
Your hands?
You could, I would like to
with
own
all
your
the
hands.
Wrinkles on it.
No, I want your hands. Give me your hands.
Anytime that we do interviews with like younger people now, like coming into a job, like the line is, well, and so when they said to Johnny, what's your career goal? And he said, I'm passionate and motivated.
I can't.
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what is your career goal? Well, I'd love to make vice president by the time I'm 35, like, of whatever company you work for. But the fact that his response was passionate and motivated.
About what? Like literally, in what? Like, to be what? Even if it's like, it doesn't matter what, like if you're, even if you're a Lyft driver, you're a burrito, like it doesn't matter, like give me like what lane of the highway.
Like, she wants to hear like, I want to get married. I'm okay with having kids within the next 3 years. Like,
I have a job.
I want to be a real estate agent.
I have a job. I'm studying to get my real estate license right now. Like right now I'm an apprentice.
He's a real estate agent with Compass.
Because I thought he was.
Me too. Because he was from Palm Garden, Palm Street, Palm Springs Garden.
I want to make, you know, sell million-dollar homes and work for Oppenheimer.
How did we get past Victoria's White Lives Matter t-shirt? How was that
scrubbed?
And also the fact that she apparently dated multiple married
about
men.
That.
There's a lot of things about her.
And was casually shacked up with Chris Soules during the pandemic.
Right,
I've really been enjoying Johnny.
Yeah,
I thought he was really reasonable.
I never thought
he seems
Johnny,
like a normal guy.
Yeah. I would never have guessed that. I mean, we knew Brandon was going to be loyal. I never thought it would be Johnny and Aaron.
Johnny, just the way when he talks to the other people, like the other guys when they're in a hard time, or the women when they're upset, he's really like thoughtful and nice.
Yeah, I haven't found Logan when Logan was talking. I mean, Logan sucks, but when Logan was talking to Johnny about the checklist, which really like triggered Johnny, I actually was shocked when Logan said, wow, man, how did that make you feel? I'm like, wow. Like, Logan, like, butthole
Logan,
mouth with like the fucking movie villain mustache. What are we talking about?
Butthole mouth.
It's like a small mouth with like a 1920s movie mustache, movie villain mustache.
Yeah, well, we know they're all in therapy from the last season of The Bachelor.
But they're all like willing to talk about their feelings.
How'd that make you feel?
Really nice. I don't know.
Does that mean to call him butthole mouth? I guess it's not nice.
Nah, I'm whatever.
I think he looks just like or butthole eyes too. I think he's just a mess. I can't stand Logan.
I can't stand him and Kate, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I love them together. Okay, I think they're fantastic.
I think he's hot.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
Look, I'm not gonna yuck your yum. I'm never gonna yuck your yum. There's people that I hate myself for thinking.
Oh, I don't like him, but I think he's. I can like appreciate him as a good looking guy.
Wow. I respect that. I like. By the way, I love it. I love that fact.
The pizza penure. Like, I texted you about this. Like, I watched that episode. Yeah. I hated him so much.
Yeah, obviously, because he's the worst.
He's disgusting.
He's the worst.
I had a sex dream that night.
about
the pizza penure.
Oh,
penure.
Wow.
Wow.
And I
hate.
I know.
That is instant processing. Usually it takes a few weeks.
I know.
It usually takes a month or two.
So appalled at myself.
Immediate processing.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do you remember what happened?
Well, this is the thing. Okay,
give us the details. I need details.
No, it's not that good because I am such a loyal wife that I never cheat in my dreams. I have these like moments where it's about to happen, and then I think about the husband, and I'm like, I guess I can't. This was my mom. So I never got to any like full, you know, penetration of any sort.
Yeah.
But he was he was like, hey, and I'm appalled at myself.
Do you find him attractive?
Now, after the dream, because sometimes...
No, like before, like were you like, he's a
dick,
but he's hot?
No,
sometimes when I've had a sex dream about somebody that I think is disgusting, I will be attracted to them.
Yeah, it changes.
Did it change? Are you kind of sneakily attracted to him?
I mean, I must be. I am a garbage disposal of a human for doing that. But it was a dream. But anyway, hilarious. I was like, so...
I like your subconscious just betrayed you so heavily.
Oh, my God.
By the way, because I'm from Jersey, and he's such a Jersey guy.
Watching Housewives of Salt Lake City, I do want a garbage trash whore t-shirt. Ugh. But then we also saw at BravoCon, we saw homeless, not toothless t-shirts, which I also wanted.
Wonderful.
Really, that was my favorite t-shirt of the entire BravoCon.
Wow.
Okay, so she's talking to Alex, who, like, is gorgeous, has a job. Like, I don't know. Like, if she really does want to get married, like, putting aside her White Lives Matter, putting aside that she breaks up marriages, putting aside all this stuff, like, if she wants a husband, and, like, Alex is reliable. Alex is actually an accountant. Alex, owns homes. Alex
is an adult.
He doesn't present to be like a fuck boy.
And he's in his 30s, right?
Mid 30s.
And Johnny said he did not want to leave engaged. He wanted to leave with a girlfriend, right? So she also was aware.
I have to say, again, putting aside her problematic qualities, I felt like her questions were vast. She was like, she's like, I do want to get engaged. I actually want this process to find a partner. I want to get married. I want babies and I want them soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want that? And he was like, oh, well, how about you just feel the person? And I fear.
Don't you want to like someone before you like decide if you love them? I mean, it was like his questioning. I was like, shut up.
I feel like
poor Johnny.
I think he's going to confuse her and pick him.
I kind of think Johnny's going to confuse her.
I think that he's going to confuse her and she's going to pick Johnny kind of out of a gaslighting web.
I mean, I don't know. I thought he was just so taken aback that she came back with another guy. I thought she really thought...
I don't blame him for being shocked.
Because when they left, she literally was like, I'll kill you if you talk to anyone else.
I don't blame him for being shocked. It was like the fact that he wouldn't answer her questions when she was like directly going, do you want to get married? Yeah. What are your plans? Do you want kids
soon? Do you
think
that was edited that
way? Instinctually, she knows she can have Johnny.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she knows quite if she can have Alex. Oh. And that is always part of the equation.
So that's what happened with Rachel on The Bachelorette. Like, she knew she could have Avon. That's a really solid point that Mother Nature likes the chase.
Mother Nature blows up all lists as well.
You're right, Mother Nature.
It just does.
The underpants area kills a list.
Age, I'm telling you, young people, fuck the lists.
Do you think that she is more attracted than the Alex or to Johnny?
Because I think she's
more physically attracted to Alex, just as you guys are talking about.
So that is.
But I guarantee you, she thinks he's a 10. I'm an eight. Not in the front of her mind.
I was
but
like,
in the back, in the deep, dark corner of her mind.
She's gorgeous. She doubts.
She's stunning.
She's a gorgeous.
She is, but
White Lives Matter lady.
But remember her but season got, of Hometowns where she kept being like, well, meet my family. Wait, no, don't meet my
family.
Yeah,
she
has insecurities.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
She was very dramatic.
He's a 10. Mm-hmm. And I hate to talk about this.
Yeah, he's been
but
very
it
confident.
Is true. It is true. Sevens and sevens work.
But she's a 10. They're two 10s.
I don't think she's a 10.
But she doesn't think she is.
I do not think she's a 10.
I think she's a 10.
I don't think she is. I'm saying that as the sole cis white.
Really?
Bro,
what do you think she is?
Next
a
guy.
9?
With a body.
She's not a 7.
8.
This is a crazy conversation.
Well, I think she's... I think she thinks that she's... No, he's saying that's what he thinks.
I'm saying dark corner of her mind, in the therapy corner of her mind.
But that's what he's saying about himself. But what do you think?
What do I think about who went?
I think she's a 10.
No, I don't think she's a 10. Wow. I do not think she's a 10 at all. Wow. She's a very attractive lady.
Great.
But I do not think she's a 10.
Yeah, but your idea of a 10 is like...
Covered in tattoos.
Yeah,
covered
tattoos in purple.
No. Like, you know, those of us who loved 1991 Cindy Crawford, she was a 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
But you like it, so maybe like a tall gal. You like a tall gal.
You like
I think
loose.
She's gorgeous. I really like her. And
she
I
is.
Understand.
She is. I'm just assigning a number.
Johnny was like, I knew everyone would be into it. And I thought the same thing. I was like, I'm actually surprised that she hasn't been more of a hot commodity here.
Agreed.
And I'm surprised that Shanae has been
more
of a hot commodity.
I know. I agree with
she
you.
She doesn't have a great personality. Victoria does not have a great
personality.
But, you know, now actually what I've been watching her on here, but she seemed like nicer and chiller and like
she
more
did.
Friendly with the women.
Yeah.
And she seemed
more low-key.
Yeah, low-key. I
liked
her.
She's been like
her.
comforting the other women when they've been upset and like been like really nice about it. Mm-hmm. And like
she made
I kind of
joke
maybe
about she, someone's 32 so they have to be like sent away.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
maybe
self-aware.
I'm surprised when any of them like comfort each other.
Maybe
I'll say that.
Agree. Like, maybe she had self awareness after. And again, Katie, I'm not giving you the cold shoulder. I'm just giving my angles. Maybe she had self awareness after watching like the show.
The season, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like occasionally it happens.
Yeah.
Well, she was put through the ringer after her season of The Bachelor.
She was.
Yeah, social media wise,
like,
when all that
harlot.
Stuff came out and the White Lives Matter shirt.
The world
and all
is really
stuff.
Mean.
Yeah.
But again, you don't help it when you wear a White Lives Matter shirt.
Right, exactly.
It takes two to tango.
That's on you, babe.
Okay, so let's talk about Jill for a second. Jill is such a bananas narrator. The men here are all hot garbage.
Her.
Call the police. They're not funny at all. She was so bananas.
That was mean.
I love her, though. She's great.
I mean, the guys are all. Nice. Well, as far as
she did apologize. She was like, I was in a really weird. She like tweeted being like, I was in a weird.
Yeah, these are nice guys. You know, these are not hot garbage.
No.
You're not even talking
they're
to
just
them.
They're hot.
And you didn't even give them a chance to be funny. They're actually like being kind of, I mean, look, I don't know what went on, not on camera, but on camera, they presented as polite. I don't know. Like,
should we address it real quick?
Yeah.
Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Posted on Instagram and deleted it very quickly a story where it showed Olu and him, and it's he said if ABC doesn't show what a like piece of shit this guy was behind the scenes, then I'm going to go on a podcast and talk about it, something like that, and then deleted it very quickly. So there's rumors that Olu was acting potentially inappropriate towards the women, maybe Serene. We don't really know the details, but that's potentially why Olu was sent home. You notice like in the edit when Jesse's asking all the women questions like, do you like this person? Do you like person? With Rick, they were like, oh, he's so sweet. We love him. And then with Olu, they're like, no. And he got sent home. And I think Rick got kind of scapegoated in that situation that he got sent home too.
And Anna and I were texting about like, you notice like the first night when the men showed up, like the women were excited.
They were. And then there was a tense.
The vibe totally changed. And we were thinking like, did he act inappropriate? Like, did something happen? And were they just like, we are not
into this anymore. Like, it shut down the vibe almost immediately.
And they
somebody's being a creeper.
They played it on air like, they just missed their men back at the beach. But did something else happen? And if you notice, we never saw Olu. Like, they didn't show
him talking
to anybody.
No, they just showed him like, doing two
push-ups.
Apparently,
there was also an ad that Bachelorette played on their Instagram of what looked like Shanae feeding Olu a strawberry. Yeah. So they apparently had something going on that they fully cut
like
out.
Like either a date or hanging out at the hotel. Wow. Like there's some weird shit
they
that was
cut Olu out for some reason and are not really addressing
and then,
it.
And then Serene tweeted being like, I was really trying to play matchmaker for Rick.
He's so sweet. He deserves a nice girl. Like
You guys are such good detectives. Oh,
amazing.
Production team for the win. Shout out production team.
Tag me and everything. I know everything.
And then I went on
Reddit
to see what people were saying.
God. Our community is strong. Okay?
I love our lives.
Yes.
God, I love our lives. Whitney, it's so wonderful having you in the fold.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so happy to be a part of it.
It really is like, it's just like such a nice addition to be on the team.
That's so nice. We're champions.
We're champions. I wear my champ. I got to tell you, I had a few times I got nervous in New York, and I felt like I think of my championship where I'm like, I do it with tennis. It's like, no. When I go to the advanced clinic and I want to panic and leave, but I don't leave because our cult leader won't let me leave, so I stay. That enables me to push through healthy risk in other areas in my life. When I panic, it's like, no, I've had the trial run at tennis. So like, even though my fight or flight is kicking in and I want to fucking leave because it's out of my comfort zone, I force myself to stay because I'm becoming a champion. I'm not just a fucking like I'm just becoming a champion. And you don't speak against yourself and you don't give yourself other people arrows to shoot you with.
I just feel like we've given ourselves like big dick energy and it's great.
Yeah, I've got a huge dick now, you guys.
I'm on 3 gummies, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Are you?
No, I'm not. That would be
2 gummies?
That would be terrible. No, none gummies.
Eyes have been closed this whole time.
Oh, he's sleeping.
The entire Iron Maiden weekend.
Do you ever get nervous and have to kind of fake it till you make it?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, of course. Come on.
What's the most triggering? What do you get the most triggered? Like when you have to fake it, where do you have to fake it?
I don't like being around highly narcissistic people.
Okay.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Sorry.
Yeah. I know. Welcome to Los Angeles.
She's right here.
But that's where I'm like, God damn it, I just want to burn this whole room down.
Okay.
Right now. So I just have to relax.
Self-soothe.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
I'm fine. God loves me. Jesus loves me as
Jesus
I am.
Jesus loves you. As our podcast always says, Jesus loves
the
you.
The Lord loves me.
Jesus loves
and
you.
And I'm fine. I can walk through fire.
But just
relax and then maybe have a gummy.
Okay, great. I love it. Yeah.
Classic.
Okay.
I had sex 4 times in a windmill and Jesus still loves me.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, was that Hannah?
Hannah, yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Towards the crazy, like religious, scary dude who's like obsessed with
it. It's interesting that they said they're like, okay, we're going to let go of Rick and Olu. Nobody's actually talking to the geologist. Like, no one's talking to Thor.
I don't understand why the other guys on the beach were having conversations with people. Like, don't they have to sit down and eat food and like just at least chat with each other?
Maybe he was sick.
But it felt like
all the girls are on one side crying hysterically.
Yeah, like
having never been separated from anybody in their lives before and having mental breakdowns.
Yes.
Genevieve was acting like the 1800s.
I mean,
that was
like
a lot.
She had consumption and was like suffering from hysteria. Like the way she had like her talent.
Look, I actually like am rooting for Genevieve and Aaron. Yeah. I'm happy for them. But we do know now, as we're getting to know Genevieve, one of her quirks is she cannot play it cool in any situation, ever. Mm. She goes to an 11, no matter who it's with, whether it's with Shanae, whether it's with Justin, she cannot play it cool.
No, and just that she's now, this is also such a thing, but like the fact that she and Shanae are saying I love you to each other now, I find it disrespects the word I love you so much.
I mean, how about them getting hammered and shaking their asses and they're like,
don't cut this out. I'm like, you're doing everything for the camera.
Fact
that you're making that comment.
I can't.
I do think the experience was probably so overwhelming and somewhat traumatizing that it definitely bonded them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If I went through that, I would also be friends with Shanae, probably.
I know. You know
like,
what?
I
would
Shanae's
also.
Got a bad rap.
I'd be dating Aaron and like hanging out in San Diego and saying, stuff is nectar, you know, like
that's facts.
Like with his mouth breathing, like I just be like, this is my boyfriend Aaron and it's nectar, things are nectar right now. Like I just be like, I don't know, I'm like, I've like been captured, this is who I am now.
I do
moved to
love
San
them
Diego
together, though. I just think
I
that
do
it
too.
Would be very tough
you
to
love
date
Genevieve
her.
And
with
Aaron
together.
Okay. I'm rooting for them. I was glad that they both didn't stray. I'm rooting for them. All right. Oh, by the way, speaking of, it's Geometry Beach, guys. And it's Geometry Beach taught by Logan. There's love triangles. There's like quadrangles. There's a fucking love hexagon.
Johnny. It was taught by John.
Johnny.
No, but he was taught by Logan. Oh, Logan's the one in it. Johnny's right. He's like, it's Geometry Beach taught by Logan. Like, because he's the master of. So it's, we had Logan and Shanae. Logan and Sarah.
Yeah.
Who
Logan then?
We have to remember that Sarah sucked and lied and fake cried, and even Clayton goes, "I don't believe you," and she was like,
"So I have no more tears."
So we have Sarah, Shanae, but there was some before, and then there was the triangle with James, and then we have Kate. Yeah.
And a PA.
Oh, and then when he was with COVID.
Oh, COVID.
He was dating COVID. And then before that, he was with Rachel and then Gabby.
Wait, who's COVID?
No, I was just joking.
Oh, yeah. Because he was dating the producer. That's right. So then, I mean... Well, I want to put a pause because I realized we didn't finish one thing.
We need to go back to Jill.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We didn't finish. So Jacob is like, I've mastered breathing. I don't know how to breathe underwater, but I do know how to breathe air.
I do love that he talks so much about meditation.
Me too.
Like a big proponent for meditation. Yeah. I thought that was great, but he is a character.
He's grown on me. He's actually grown. I can't believe Aaron and Jacob have grown on me, much to my dismay.
If he was eaten by a shark, I would not be disappointed.
Wow.
I'm with you on that.
Get him out. Let a wave take him away.
But he's like so swept up in every moment. Like he was so into Jill, but then the second that girl came down to the beach who tried to steal him from
Kira,
the doctor, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like,
so he's like a magpie, like a golden retriever of whoever's in front of him.
Yeah, and then it's like, then he was obsessed with Kate and like hooking up with her, and then the next person, and I was like,
who is the next person? I forget who.
Who was the one
He got with Kate. Kate left him for Logan.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. But he decided when Kate, he decided he had feelings that weren't going to be home with Jill.
I mean, he at least like told her quickly.
Ish.
That
was a labored conversation.
Yeah, he was like, okay, do you have anything you want to tell me? No, I was loyal to you. Like, so nothing? Nope. I just cried all day. I just sat, and that's not sexy either. Even if you did cry all day, be like, you know what? I just had a really good time. It was a beautiful hotel. Lie. Lie.
Yes. In the air conditioning.
Yes. Happy, yes. Happy, relaxing. busy. Yes. Happy, busy.
Love going to the bathroom with the door.
Whatever. We had fun. We did tricks in the pool. Like, whatever. We fucking made crafts. We stayed up late. Like, what?
I watched the Rock movies all day long.
We did, light as a feather, stiff as a board. Like, just lie. Lie. Happy, happy, busy, busy. Don't say, I sat in a bed and cried for 5 days waiting for you.
Nobody wants to date that.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
You got to have a little bit of mystery around you.
Yeah.
But the greatest moment was when she got in the car.
Yeah.
And then she let the...
I cried tears
over a Lyft driver who sold his couch for cash.
Yeah.
That's
the
tough.
Lyft driver, chef's kiss to that moment.
I'm crying over a Lyft, because we didn't know he was a Lyft driver.
No, we didn't.
We're crying.
And by the way, in that moment, Lyft as a company was like, God damn it, get on the phone with him.
I'm crying over a Lyft driver.
Holy fucking shit, are you kidding me?
And by the way, this bit, like part two, who sold his couch for cash.
She said, and I cried for him.
I mean, incredible.
I got $200 for it. Come on.
It's an incredible closing line.
Craigslist.
It's so amazing. And then really shocked me back to reality that these contestants are just regular people who have no, when you ask Johnny, what do you have?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? Now you understand. Like, well, I'm hoping to get a new car and I can move up to Uber. Like,
That's exactly. That's
so
right.
Insane.
She was right to ask.
Jacob's Instagram says he's a mortgage broker. So Carmi's like, well, what's real?
Yeah.
He's not a mortgage broker. He's a Lyft driver, he's not a mortgage broker.
That's what I was trying to think of. What did they say he was on the Gabby?
I think a mortgage broker.
So they're all lying.
I mean,
on the Bachelor, on the Bachelorette.
Because he put glasses on and said, let me show you how to.
Oh, he did the mortgage. Right. How to do a 30-year mortgage in the talent show.
Studying? Do you have to study to be a mortgage? Like, is it?
I don't know. Unless he does it because he doesn't get paid well, so he has to do Lyft driving on the side.
It was just such a beautiful thing to let out.
It was so good.
But in his interview, in his original interview, he probably said, I drive for Lyft. And they're like, yeah, we can't use that.
Oh, have no, I bet he didn't say.
Have you ever taken a class about
it? They wouldn't have hired him if they said that.
Of course not.
I am sure he said, I am a mortgage broker and didn't mention that he's a Lyft driver right. on the side.
Fair enough.
Look at his Instagram.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Guys, it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Put on your monokinis and get ready to get an STD.
Arriba.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
And we're back. All right, so before we popped back to Jacob, we were talking a little bit about the Logan, the Geometry Beach taught by Logan. So Kate gets a date card after she's like friends with Sarah and then like and hooking up with Jacob, and she's like, the connection I felt with you is real. Yeah, me too. Like, I'm in. He's like, yeah, I'm in too. It's like, okay. So we're like in agreement. So like you and I, like this is on. I just need to tell people. And he's like, yeah, we're on. And so then she gets the date card. She's like, okay, Jacob, can I talk to you for a second? Jacob, listen, you're obviously amazing. I had a really great connection with you. Didn't even tell her friend Sarah. No. Like, hey. And she's like, Logan, do you want to go get real? And so then they go and give each other the world's grossest massages. Oh,
like you couldn't have somebody else. Like, isn't the treat of going on a date that you have somebody?
It's such a hot person move to give the other person a massage.
Yeah.
Men and women, vice versa. You can go back and forth.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's what hot people do.
It's what hot people
do. They love action dates. They love horseback riding. They love jet skiing. They love climbing on rocks.
No, I find a lot of hot people, the men don't like the horseback dates because none of them can ride and it makes them feel not alpha.
Oh.
I think they're like, I think they like to be good at it and they're like, okay, come on, Pee-wee. I got the Pee-wee horse. Like, and then the horses usually hate them. So I think they like anything but the horses.
Fair enough.
And I think when they hate a guy, they give him a horse date.
But fair warning, hot dudes who are going on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette as a contestant.
Good question.
You're going to ride a horse.
You should literally go take like 4 riding lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so they go... She's like, now, Logan, I just need you to know I'm buckled in on you. Like, I'm in. I'm all buckled in. I'm here for the ride. I'm buckled in. She's like, yeah, same. I was like, same. Yeah, same. So we're doing this. Yeah, same. Talk to me. Logan's personality. Whitney.
So I was saying that I feel like Logan's just like a puppy dog that gets pulled in any direction. And I was wondering if we've actually met his personality.
Great question. Yes. Solid question.
We saw elements of it on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Meaning? But of what?
I personally believe he's an evil bro.
Whoa. Oh,
all right.
I say that as a dude. I think that he is an evil bro.
Tell me.
I don't think that he is a fuckboy, as the ladies like to call certain kind of people. Like, Shep is a fuckboy.
Shep is a fuckboy.
He's old.
Shep's an evil bro too, though.
Yeah.
Shep's an evil bro too.
Austin's a fuckboy.
I think I put him in that category.
Is Craig a reform fuckboy?
Cheats on women. He plays the field. Mm-hmm. I think him with a little bit of fame is going to make it even worse for him, meaning it's going to be easier for him to go to a place like BravoCon and end up in a closet with someone in about 11 seconds.
Yeah. Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
I see all this, I guess, and this is not negating, or it's pointing out that he still hasn't figured out his personality. Like, he can't seem to have full sentences.
But his personality is, I'm hot. I've always been hot, and I've always been the tallest dude.
Yeah.
And I'm a big guy, and the world has opened up for me like you would not believe.
And the women's legs.
Height.
Because
height. I don't think the face. I don't find him hot.
But he might be one of those ones in person, like you guys have talked about.
But Katie's, again, I'm not going to yuck somebody's yum.
Yeah.
I trust that.
Yeah. Like, I think that in the world that he dwelled in,
as our boner,
it just opened
as our
up for him like nothing. He didn't have to have a... Like, people with personalities, they're forged in fucking fire.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, I sat on a plane. Okay, so as our friend Steph, who was the one who told me to become a champion, it was her birthday. So I got us matching black L.L. Bean tote bags that I got monogrammed, because you can get, like, your initials. I got it monogrammed with orange lettering that says Psycho. I have one and she has one. So I got her a Psycho bag for her birthday. So I was carrying my Psycho bag on the plane. I don't even think about it. It's just like, it's my bag, whatever. I was next to a very tall man on the plane who was like at my, like, tall, kind of handsome man. He kept staring at the bag. And then he was like, Psycho. Okay, personality forged of fire. And then so he was asking me questions. I told him, I just done the show. I was like, I was doing mostly comedic. I didn't tell him I did stand-up. I was like, it was mostly comedic. He was like, may I ask you a question about what forms humor? And I'm like, oh,
God.
You know, he's literally 6'8". He's like, this is your theory of forged in fire. He's like, I have a theory. There's one of two things. That one of it is, it's a social release where when something, I was like, yeah, that feels accurate. He's like, and the other thing, like, I forget what the other one was. He's like, oh, it's like a Jerry Seinfeld where you point something out and we can all have that shared experience, and it feels good to acknowledge, like, oh, I never thought of it like that. I'm like, uh-huh. Like, I'm going to kill myself. This is a six-hour flight.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I do not speak English.
Yeah, I literally... So then he was trying to figure out...
I'm sorry. I'm a psycho.
Literally. Then he was trying to figure out how I got funny. He's like, so... And I'm thinking, you're so tall. You never had... Yeah, you're never going to be funny. You're not funny. Yeah, you got to have one parent that doesn't love you.
Yes, I said that to him.
I was like, generally it helps. If it's a dad, it makes you. If it's a mom, it's harder to go over. It really fucks you up. If it's your mom.
If it's a mom and she's a drunk, you're halfway there.
But like, it helps if you've got one. Like, generally, I'll take the bad dads. I feel like it's like driving on a car with a donut tire. It's not, you're not, you still can get where you're going. Bad mom is harder. Now, again, for anybody out there with a bad mom, I don't want you to feel cursed. Anybody, we all have this.
Look at how Gabby turned out.
By the way, look at how Gabby turned out. Look, we all have our, by the way, my sweet RIP JJ Angel, she loved this fucking nightmare. So, like, everyone has their quirks, including the angel mom. Like, no, I have my quirks. We all got our quirks. That being said, so this, to your point, personality forged in fire. Literally, like, this tall dude, I have humor. I'm like, dude, you, clearly everybody thought you were awesome. And, like,
you played sports and clearly, everybody liked you.
You were in a late bloomer. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I grew up looking like Barb from Stranger Things.
There you go. Yeah.
Like, fuck you, dude. Don't look at me like I'm wrong because I'm short and psycho. Like, yeah, I'm fun, dude, because my dad didn't like me. Like, you know what I mean? And was open about it.
Yes.
And was open about it.
And look at the empire you
and
built.
And kept asking
look
me.
Look at the fucking garage.
I never
look
took
at the bougie garage.
I never took $1 from that son of a bitch. And I said, yeah, on RIP. RIP. And I, like,
look
he would ask you. I was on my third series at Thanksgiving. And my brother was like on a startup. And he would go, Arden, when are you going to get your accounting degree? I'm like, I'm on Mad TV. I was just on working for 2 years. I was on a fucking WB show for, like, why are you not asking my brother? What? Why is it? I've never taken a dollar from you. That forged in fire. You need a parent that thinks you suck, that hates your success, that hates your joy.
Yes.
That's how you get a fucking personality.
Yes. That's it.
If I can give advice to anyone, it's pretend to be asleep on planes. Pull that neck pillow out so quickly.
Oh my God, I put my sleep crown out.
Yes.
Nobody can talk
to me. Nobody speaks to me.
Literally, I had not been spoken to on a plane, and the psycho bag gave me the, he was going to get in there. It gave me the opening.
I am the psychopath who will talk back to that person for the whole flight. I have a friend that I made. It was right after 9/11, and he sat down on the, I was heading to the UK, and he sat down next to me on the plane.
Yes.
And the flight attendant came on, was very like, you're in the exit aisle.
You know?
And he looked at me and he goes, you get the door, I get the slide, or I get the door, you get the slide. And I was like, oh my God, we have a plan if anything happens.
Yeah.
So turns out he was in the military and he was on his way over to Kuwait. And we talked the whole entire flight, had drinks. I went with him the next day to Stonehenge and Bath.
Yeah.
And we have stayed friends for 20 whatever years, 21 years.
Colin Powell.
Powell. But he would like.
President Joe Biden.
Yeah, it was Hunter Biden. So it was
Hunter Biden. It was Hunter Biden. My favorite Biden. The best Biden.
Got a little naked. But no, he would like send me packages from there of like the money, the Saddam Hussein money. And then I would send like magazines because he said, and they were obsessed with the movie Anchorman, and I would get fun Anchorman stuff for them. But anyway, that was a random friend I made on a plane, and we're still friends now.
Wow. Look, I'm not saying. This guy was perfectly nice. Yeah. This guy wasn't rude. It was just fascinating talking to somebody who was looking at me like a zoo animal.
That's crazy.
He literally looked at me like I was an animal in a zoo. He clearly had already made up his mind about me once he saw my bag. You know, like, I'm tired. I have a hard time shutting. Like, so I just answered the questions.
You're nice to people.
But like, again, I don't encourage it. Like, I quickly did go to sleep quickly after that. But it was just like, circle back of like, because he had height of like, how do you become funny? I'm like, if you gotta ask that, the world has been too nice to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so
that's Logan.
Okay, that's Logan.
The world's
been
too nice to him.
Okay, great.
Logan's gonna talk to you on a plane. You don't have to answer any of his questions.
Exactly. How did you feel about Alex's head scratch to Victoria?
Wow, genius move.
Hot move.
Yeah.
It was the tender physical touch. You don't, really, Victoria? You don't say your love language is physical touch? What a shock.
I think the producers have decided that they like to see Johnny in torture. As we've been talking, I realized that's what's going on. They have decided that his torture face is television worthy.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going to put him through the ringer.
I think you're
for
right.
the next few episodes.
I didn't mean to shame Victoria just now saying physical
touch.
Totally
understood.
It was because she broke up a lot of marriages.
Yes.
I didn't mean to shame her.
Yes.
Sorry. My apologies.
And she is now, I figured it out as we were talking.
Because I've actually liked her.
Episode.
I have liked her this season.
Right. Yeah, she's here to torment Johnny. And we're going to watch Johnny go through the ringer. Will he end up with Victoria?
We might, we'll know next week.
But also, can you imagine if Alex was not an attractive, gorgeous man and some person just came over and started touching your head?
Yeah, you're right.
I would not be.
No, you're right. But he can.
Like,
I liked his line. I loved his line because she was like, at first, I was like, ooh, stay away. He was like, I know. I look like your ex, everybody's ex douchebag. And then he goes, I'm like a mime. She thought that was so funny.
Stop. You're so funny.
By the way, he is really nice. He's really really nice.
I love that.
He's absolutely
nice. I do love that.
He's so nice. He's a gentleman too.
And he has personality.
He does. He actually does have. He actually is funny. Yeah.
Quick tangent on that note of who's nice and who people at this table enjoy.
Yeah.
More Wells, please.
Where the fuck is Wells?
Where is Wells?
Right.
He was there for like a hot set.
Hot second. Well, and there was a different bartender they showed. And that was at the hotel.
Oh.
No, no, no. They had a different bartender for a second, Paradise. But I think Wells has shifts of like shooting.
But like, I think one reason we're not seeing him.
There's a bug on your mic, Arden.
What kind of bug?
It's a mosquito.
It's gone.
I don't like bugs.
Yes, there it goes.
We're outside.
More Wells, please.
I'm leaving that in.
I so agree.
I think it's because we're seeing so much drama at the hotel.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about Tyler and Brittany and Shanae and Tyler and Brittany and Andrew.
And Tyler
okay,
and Shanae,
I thought so.
Brittany
so Brittany and Tyler had that sort of connection, and then
did they?
And then the first night they chatted by the pool.
Brittany and Tyler.
Brittany and Tyler.
Yeah, they did. Shanae and Tyler.
So Brittany and Tyler had the date the sort of connection the first night.
They made out. Yeah.
And then Shanae, they had their tantric sex yoga.
Who got the date card? Was that Shanae?
Shanae. So she asked Tyler, and they made out. Right.
I just didn't feel it with them.
Didn't they kiss? They kissed.
Yeah, they kissed, but like,
they tried to go to the
boom
boom
like
room, remember?
Oh, that's right. No one has gone to the boom boom room yet.
I was going
to
say, are we usually six episodes in and no one's gone?
Usually somebody's
boom
gone once.
Well, I wonder if like Brandon and Serene have gone and we haven't seen it.
No, I don't know. I feel like they would show it. Maybe they're Christian and like taking it like
maybe.
By the way, shout out, like taking it slow.
They could just be taking their time.
I'm here for it.
There's only been a week.
It's only been a week. By the way, if this is like, I respect that. Like, take your time. Yeah. There's no rush. There's no presh.
So yes, Shanae then makes out as having all the pain in her crotchal region from.
Yes, that's right. That was last week, and then that she needed like a rub down, and then got cock blocked. That's right. We talked about that last week. So now. Brittany was the one who was like, I like Tyler. And then they go have, watching Shanae go back to old school Shanae 1.0 when she realizes Shanae likes to win with guys. I mean, that's when the original crack in the
She's used to winning.
And the original crack in the foundation happened at that school. At that school thing where somebody got more attention with Clayton than she did.
Elizabeth sat next to Clayton.
And then, so that's when we learned about Shanae and like she went, that's when she just went attacking that woman, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And so if she's winning, she's nice to you. If she's not winning and the men are paying attention to somebody else, because there's more men around. So somebody will pay attention, but like this is the one she wanted because he had currency in the within the franchise. She was on a tear. And then when Genevieve had to go spy and then saw they were kissing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Brittany and Tyler. And
I do too. I think they
the
like
way,
each other.
Yeah. So then they all go back to the beach and fucking Jesenia. I thought it was such a bitch move. It's like you've already. Am I right?
Yeah, because she was with Andrew.
Yes, okay, so she was with Andrew. Yeah. So Jesenia's already taken Andrew. Not that she wanted Andrew, she moved on and she told. And I was actually happy that she got to tell Andrew first, that she chose to move on first. I like that. But he was like in on Jesenia. And Jesenia, I feel like just to be an asshole, when she's already taken Andrew from her, in theory, comes like, why go flirt with Tyler?
Yeah.
That was shitty.
Because you got a producer in
but here. But she was willing to do it. Brandon wouldn't have done it. Serena wouldn't have done it.
Right.
Jesenia is willing to do it. And that sucks.
I do think Andrew's really not as into Jesenia as... Andrew seems like he is literally there to hang with his bro.
And Dan.
Yes. And I feel like waiting...
I think he's waiting
for someone else to show up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it felt like he liked Teddy and then Teddy didn't work out. And now he's just been coasting.
Yeah.
To like
liked Teddy.
I think he's just there to have a good time.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if it works and someone says to him, as What's-Her-Face did, like, I'm not feeling it. And he's like, okay.
Like, okay, cool. Well, I have Jesenia who can give me a rose if needed. So, all right. Bye.
I'm surprised at how many people are allowed to cut themselves from the show. I only feel like I watched a couple of seasons before this.
Right.
But the fact that they are like, I'm out, I'm leaving, like, lace leaves on her own, Jill
leaves
on
her own.
You have to let them go. You know, you can't really, like, you cannot
I mean,
leave.
Particularly if you have no other options.
I want to see them sitting there crying and not giving
Well, you know how, like, in Survivor, they just put you in, like, another little island?
Yes, yes.
Like, you can't leave, but go
sit
over
there.
They
just go back to Vedanta.
Yeah, we should be able to see them, what's going on at Vedanta. Yeah,
they just go back there, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Because Ponderosa. Like, Justin is still there.
How about when the women, they are like, okay, you get to go back to paradise. Jesse looks so hungover, stumbling out. He looks like he's just been drinking like mimosas. Like his face is just, he just like stumbles out in his joggers to do like 4 seconds of like, okay, ladies.
Ladies, I have bad news. Lace has been kidnapped.
I also love when somebody pointed out, he's like, I see you have feelings. Like, yeah, I'm crying. Like, yeah, Jill's been crying. So he, like the women go back and they storm the beach in a way that, again,
I know.
Be a little cool. Yeah.
And it was two at a time, right?
And then they did it. When they're like, "Where are they? Where are they?"
In the monokini.
Poor Flo. She's got to get out of the franchise. It's time just to go get like a, like become a Pilates instructor and open up a studio or do like a skincare.
She's an influencer by now. I'm sure she's got a lot going on in Australia.
I know, but like, it just feels like. I mean, I guess she gets to just come hang out at the beach for a month, so who cares?
And I don't know how long ago season one or two of Australia was, but in my head, it's like when The Bachelor started, so I'm assuming it's 20 years ago.
She's been on for a while.
She's
57. By the way, it says she's 32, which is insane to me because it feels like she's at least 38.
I've known her whole life.
That's Flo.
That's Flo.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's Flo. That's Flo, because he does our Patreon with us.
Yeah,
that's Flo.
We covered that season of Bachelor in Australia.
Right.
That's Flo.
Oh,
that's Flo. That's Flo.
That's me, Flo.
From Maddie J's season.
Yeah.
With Sexy Teacher.
Babe, go.
That's Flo.
Leave. Go back.
That's Flo.
To the land down under.
Yeah, that's Flo.
What was the line from Bachelor in Australia that we used to do all the time? That one of the, wasn't Flo who said it? It was like,
cut the grass?
No, it'd be paradise? Was that it?
Oh, God damn it. Oh, we used to do it. We used to go around the table and go, oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm just
No,
a
I love it. I love it. No, you're
I'm
not. No, you're not.
Cut this all up.
Well, I know
cut
you this. You would do the, you would always do the brave
two
part.
Days ago, I saw a tanker back there. If you want to get out, talk to me.
That's right.
But
that's
there
right.
Was one of the women said, like, oh, he's hot.
Oh, no. You know what it was? There was a, okay. It was like, is it a mash and dash? A passion dash?
She passed and he dashed. I'd be Devo.
Yes. Yeah. She passed and he dashed. I'd be Devo.
I'd be Devo.
She passed and I dashed. She'd be Devo.
She passed and he dashed. I'd be Devo.
She passed and I dashed. He'd be Devo.
I love this.
She tried to kiss him and he avoided the kiss. If that happened to me, I would be devastated.
That's what that means. Right. She passed and he dashed. I'd be Devo. We did it. We cracked it. Okay, wait. So then Kate comes back. Sinead comes back. Sinead is so much taller than Kate.
So much taller.
And then she's like, what? Kate's like 35. Sorry, you got to fight. Like, ew, 35 with a 26-year-old boy. And he's like, Kate makes me feel seen and heard. It's like, you know, and then so Sinead starts.
So then Sinead starts
talking about herself in the third person. She's like, so Sinead leaves. And then Sinead, you're not like waiting for Sinead. But you're like, and then Sinead comes back and you can't handle Sinead. No, Logan. Sinead, Kate, like, it's like. Imagine if I talked about myself in the third person.
Please do.
Yeah, it's so
for please
the rest
do.
Of the show.
Please do.
Arden,
for the rest of the show.
Arden.
And your fabulous Cookie Monster jacket.
Oh, my God. Arden has cookie. Arden like cookie. Cookie good. Arden need cookie right now.
Arden's not Devo.
I'm not Devo. Arden passed, and he did not dash, and Arden is not Devo. Arden's like Arden. And I'm not fucking Devo because I'm fucking killing it. I got my Cookie Monster card.
Tell me about comedy. How do you do it?
Oh, well, it's key. Arden grew up with a bad dad. Arden's dad didn't like or love her, but Arden had a great mom. And so how did you become a fucking lawyer?
I paraglided into it.
Well, my father was a lawyer and I had no choice.
He was British, too.
Oh,
my God. You left out that key line.
He was.
So how did you get funny?
It was literally talking to me like a specimen of like, I could feel him judging me, like going to go call all of his like I'm at this wackadoo on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like.
You're probably the artiest person that he'd ever met.
Oh, 1,000%.
Right. Yeah.
I had this coat on.
I almost asked you if you're carrying a psycho bag with your Cookie Monster jacket.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously, I had a psycho bag.
And
I had
a champion
coat on.
Necklace.
And those long cigarettes.
And I had a mittens on my shoulder like a parrot. And I was like,
the cardboard cutout of mittens.
I was like, mittens, I don't know about this guy. Oh my God, the cardboard cutout's still in the apartment.
I love everything about this.
I mean.
You should just keep them in your windows.
They do block the light quite a bit, but they're so great. Okay, we got to wrap this up. Okay, so here we go. So Jill leaves. Brandon and Andrew, they break up. Serena and Brandon are so in love.
Oh my God, they're so
they're going to get married. I love you. He's like, I don't ever want to wake up without you. I don't ever want to have an ice cream without mango without you. I love you. I'm all
they're the
in.
Only couple that
I'm never
going to
leave
behind.
You.
Yeah,
me too.
That's it. For sure.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
Johnny's all in for Victoria. Victoria is wifing and kidding. Jasenia pulls Tyler aside. You know, it's a great, great season of television. By the way, our reviews are through the roof. And we've gotten so many reviews. And again, Whitney.
Oh, wait, can I just do the Sinead comment that I just.
Yeah.
So Sinead's comments when she was talking about Kate were that she's loud, she's not nice, she's rude, which I was like, aren't these all the things that you were? And then Sinead said, and she tried to do stuff on my season. And she called the Clayton season my season. And I thought, oh, Sinead, that is quite perspective.
Is shocking. And also, I was on Sinead's side in their fight when she's like, that doesn't count. I can be mean to you at Women Tell All.
Yes.
That was weird.
I was like, well, why does that
can
count?
Can I just say, I found Kate kind of unnecessary. Like, I felt Kate see an opportunity to have a fight with Sinead. And
agree.
It felt like very forced because, one, she didn't go have a conversation with Sarah when she chose Logan. Yep. But, like, why do you need to go have a conversation? And Sarah's
Camera
your friend.
Time.
So then why do you need to go have a conversation with
Good point.
Sinead? And then when Sinead walked away, she's, like, laughing it off. And it's like, well, if I was Sinead, I also wouldn't really want to talk to you either.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It felt, I did not like Kate in this episode.
No.
I felt it very forced for camera time. Mm. And
yes.
I really didn't enjoy it. And I'm not necessarily on Sinead's side, but in that moment, I was kind of like, just leave her alone.
Mm. Yeah, agree. I agree.
Go, you know, suck on Logan's tongue or whatever the heck.
Yeah, go suck on Logan's tongue.
Or her weird tongue.
You go suck on Logan's tongue.
You got to suck on Logan's tongue. Okay, so by the way.
Or his asshole.
We really, his butthole. You were the one who were like, how do you leave a review?
I'm telling you, I find that this was so helpful for me.
Yes, you go, you click on your podcast app, you find the, particularly I think it's helpful if you have, does it matter? Is this true for all Android and everything?
Yeah.
I mean, Apple Podcasts, I think, is only on Apple phones.
Okay, so.
But you can also like us on Spotify. If you listen, there's just a little star you can click, and that just, you give us a star.
So I'm not trying to be an Apple snob. I'm just going to say for now the app, because it's in my hand, and I'm bad with tech. By the way, I actually edited, and believe it or not, it only took me 19 hours. I edited and put up a reel. Do it. Listen with sound on my main page. I made a tribute reel to Dr. Banana so you could see everything that we did that weekend with, and I think it's really cute, going to the wedding, BravoCon, our stuff at the live show. So check out the reel that's on my main page. But if you go on your phone, you click on the podcast and you scroll down to the bottom to ratings and reviews. It says tap to rate, and then you see, and then you can also go below there'll be one review and you can go below that and it says write a review. So we've been getting it. We've gotten so many great ones. So here's one that we like. Here's a new review, Dr. B.
Okay.
A, K, and A. Now, it cuts it off so I can't see what the full rest of it is. 3 absolute something. 5 stars from Beeblebro. I first started listening a couple years ago after hearing and relating to a hungry and flavor-loving Arden on the Doughboys. And yet, this is my first pod review. Literally learned how to do this from the pod. Shout out, Whitney.
Heck yeah.
So no shade to the boys, just real champion stuff here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I had dipped my sandy little gnarled toes into the Bachelors.
That's funny.
With Rachel Lindsay season, with nary a recap pod in my feed. Oh. It was a fun watch, but I now understand that I was missing the sheer joy of supplementing the viewing experience with a weekly listen of WYATR.
Of
I even skipped Clay Tour's season, just listened, and I had a great time.
Of course you did.
The pod could easily be carried by the ineffable wit, wisdom, and champion attitudes of world champ Arden and the all-star K&A Slay All Day production team. K&A Slay All Day production team.
Not
but
mad
they
at that.
Also scored, this is such a great review. and continue to score most insightful, funniest, and arguably best guests in the extended podcast Batchverse. Top this already Dr. Bananas combo off with some tweets of the week, encouragement to adopt and foster animals, mittens and meow, a bougie garage, nose gap technology, tales of town dumps, which may or may not trigger flashbacks of a rural childhood filled with exciting gossip about the trips of the local bears who frequented the piles at the bottom of the bluff, and more. Buddy, you're looking at probably the best pod in the actual universe. Maybe that's just me and you know the literal thousands of other reviewers, but if you're really not subscribing and writing your own first pod review yet, hey, take a season, do some work on yourself, at least grab some veneers and come back for paradise. And to the gang, please consider a live show in Chicago sometime. What wow. a review!
Wow. That's they literally hit on almost everything we've ever talked
they
about.
They understood it.
The
they
bears
under,
at the bluff.
They understood it. They wow. really understood it.
And we did a live show in Chicago once. Years ago.
Oh my
we
God.
Do it again.
We got a 1-star review. Too many ads. BB fan. Good guess, but even on Stitcher Premium, it's 25 minutes of abruptly placed commercials. Look, we
Here's
address that. We address that.
You guys, you know what you do? You click skip forward.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
And it's
Everyone
free.
Skips the ads.
And annoying interstitial music and a full 20 minutes of reading fawning reviews. Well, now I'm taking 1 minute to read a douche review. And yeah. the show is, so even though it's most of the show is good, it feels like way too much filler. We have to pay for this somehow. Katie needs to get paid. Anna needs to get paid. This has to get like edited and uploaded. So if you don't want Katie to be able to like pay her mortgage, then you can fast forward.
Also, that's not a 1-star review. That's like a 3-star review. So at least learn to star the reviews correctly.
That feels mean.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
That feels mean.
Guys, every podcast. Hey, I have a bad news for you. All podcasts that you will ever listen to that are on a network are going to get more ads.
By the
That's
way,
how money is made. It
honestly,
is what it is. It's a capitalist society. And if you want to have more podcasts that are free for you to listen to, here's what you do. You hit that little 30-second forward button when the ads start.
Because
and before you know it, you'll be back to the show.
And this, because the reality is this takes, I would say, at least 20 hours per week each for us to like put this thing up. And so that's like a part-time job. And like, if we can't be like, make like, we have to be, you know, otherwise it's just a slight hobby, which I would do anyway, because I like doing it. But like, it's nice to, if I'm spending, I have a busy schedule and I like, it would be hard for me to justify taking 20 hours a week away from auditions off and learning, like, you have to be able to like make it justify in my brain that this is what I'm spending a lot of my time doing. We also love when you email us. We got so many. Oh my God, we got a nice, you have a sleep crown.
Oh, God.
We got a great email. Can I just read you? Here's an email we just got. This is about the dream queen, Julie. This is from Linda. Dear Arden and friends, I love, love, love your podcast. It's a high point of my week. I appreciate all of you. Send a special shout out to Julie, the dream queen. She's been trying to order a sleep crown for weeks, and they're always sold out. Shout out, Julie. Shout out, Julie. This week, I set an alarm because they restock, and she got 2. Yay. When I checked out, I couldn't find where to enter the champion code. So you're supposed to do sleepcrown.com/WYATR, and then apparently there's a spot to put in
yes.
champion. I sent an email, and within a few short hours, Julie responded. She was so amazing. She refunded the discount amount, and she talked about how she loves her fellow champions who found her from your podcast. It was an outstanding customer service experience. She was so personal and kind. Thank you for sharing Julie and her sleep crown with your listeners. By the way, she does not pay. This is not a paid ad. This is an angel.
She's wonderful.
Who just sends sleep crowns to everybody. This is not a pay. She does not pay for this. We just love
She's
her products. Keep doing the Lord's work. Love y'all. Linda Porter, Austin would love a live show. So there's an email. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout. Are you guys ready to
bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Tweet of the week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. All right. I have 8 tweets that we're going to narrow down to 2. From Brit Paul. Oh, by the way, if you win, email us rosepodcast@gmail.com your mailing address to get your sleep crown. You're going to win a sleep crown. And if you want to participate, tag myself at Arta Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH, hashtag WYATR by midnight Pacific time, the night, whatever episode airs.
Can I say it's also very important that you hashtag will you accept WYATR, because that's usually where I search. Okay. I search under the hashtag, so please remember to do that.
Okay, great. This is from Britt Paulson at Beerit. Genevieve, completely calm, explains her frustration with the situation. Typical man, Jesse. Wow, I can really hear the emotion in your voice. Number 2, Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Victoria, but like, what's your career goals? Johnny, I told you, once I buy Jacob's couch on the cheap, I'm going to flip it for $100 profit, tax-free.
That's good.
That's great.
Hilarious. Okay. Yeah. This is from Leslie Berkowitz at Hey Leslie Bibb, who did one of our, she was one of our champions who did the live, when she we did our tweet winner podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she also was at the live show.
And she was at the live show. Okay. Wow, that conversation with Johnny could not make me hate him more. When someone answers, what are your career goals with, I'm passionate about things in my life, know that it means being on reality shows for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
This is Prime Minister Alex at ABC Madsen. Johnny just lost the battle without answering basic questions like, where do you see yourself going in life? Do you want 2 kids? Are you in fact not 2 kids in a trench coat? This is Marley at Realitas. Jill wasting tears over a Lyft driver who sold his couch for cash is unfortunately very relatable.
I saw Jill tweeted, Lyft drivers, my DMs are open.
Oh my God.
That's funny. No.
This is good. Carrie at that's Combo good. 2 with a Coke. Jill declaring on live television that Jacob is a Lyft driver who sold his couch for cash is all the therapy I'll ever need. This is from Yarden at Get Off My Yarden. WTF are we not seeing about Logan? Does he have generational wealth or something?
Seriously.
And final one, Bachelor Boyfriend at Bachelor Boy Fry 3. What I'm trying to say is Kate is giving me strong Elizabeth Holmes vibes.
Oh my God, yes. She kind of talks like her.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's great.
Okay, I like very relatable.
That's good.
And then really should we do
the second or third?
I like
one.
The second couch yeah, yeah. one.
All right, shall yeah. we do it? We'll do 2 couch. We'll go couch to couch, oh, back gosh, to back. Yeah. Oh, okay, geez. Ready? Here we go. Okay. Marley at Realitas. Jill wasting tears over a Lyft driver who sold his couch for cash is unfortunately very relatable. Or Carrie at Combo 2 with a Coke. Jill declaring on live television that Jacob is a Lyft driver who sold his couch for cash is all the therapy I'll ever need. Relatable or therapy? Brendan.
Relatable.
Tana.
I'm going to go relatable.
Winnie.
I'm going to do therapy.
Relatable.
All right, relatable it is. Marley at Realitas, you just won Tweet of the Week and a sleep crown. Email us your address. Jill wasting tears over a Lyft driver who sold his couch for cash is unfortunately very relatable. Brendan, what would you like to promote?
Well, thebrandocast.com, thebrandocast.com. Lauren Lapkus episode is up and the Halloween Spooktacular with Blaine Kapach up now, thebrandocast.com.
Lauren said you're a GD delight. That's all you got to know. Lauren actually has two parents that love her.
And she's funny.
She's the one quirk. She's the exception to the rule.
That's true.
Okay. Whitney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I just adore you. And when I get back from my travels, I will talk to you about a pants situation.
Oh,
you guys. We're doing it. Now, the tickets are not up yet, but we are officially, we're doing it. So just plan it. It's happening. We just don't have the ticket link yet because we have to get the artwork. We are doing Birthday Bachelorette. Birthday Bachelorette the night before my birthday, December 9th. That's a Friday night.
Is Dracula going to be there?
Dracula's going to be there. Okay.
How great was his episode the other
day? Oh, my God. Dracula's going to be there. Steve Heitner is going to compete for my heart. Aaron Foley is going to compete for my heart. Brian Safi is going to compete for my heart. And Rob Benedict. And maybe Lance Bass. I mean.
Wait, we should slowly edit out Steve for his behavior like they do on the show.
I mean, that's the thing. Steve Heitner,
getting a cut.
Who will be a newly married man because I'm going to his wedding. I'm helping out with the rehearsal dinner.
I get to see Aaron Foley's dog on many mornings. Walking a little tiny, tiny, brand new dog.
So just know it's going to be a Dynasty Friday. It's going to be an early show at 7 p.m. so you can still make it to holiday parties. You can still go out on the town if you're in for the weekend. But get your hotels, and we're going to do.
Go have Korean barbecue before the show.
You can stay, as I said, you can, if you do want. If you do want to get a Airbnb, totally understandable. I think the Best Western on Franklin is a great hotel, affordable. It's really cute.
And the diner's open.
The diner is great. I also think if you want a bougier experience, the Lion Hotel in Koreatown is great. Right. It's really fun.
And close to the venue.
Ace Hotel downtown has sometimes good. If you book now, you can get some good deals, and that's also like there's a lot of cute boutique hotels that are downtown now. So whatever one you can get the best deal at. But like it's close to where the theater is. And then Anna and Brendan and I are starting Winterhouse and our Patreon. I cannot
wait.
Love it.
I can't wait.
I'm already too.
I haven't watched it yet. I can't wait.
Cocaine.
I can't wait for cocaine party.
Let's say they're all going skiing. Yeah.
Wow, the powder is great today.
I can't wait. Dr. Banana, what would you like to promote?
Well, of course, our Patreon, and then I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter. Keep tweeting your weeks at me, and then I'm at Selling Hosni on Instagram. And if you want to see our BravoCon highlights, go to my Instagram.
And look at my giant story on my page.
Arden is a giant
story. Reel on my main page.
And then on my highlights on my Instagram, I also have a full recap as well that I did.
I also put up photos of Trent Z on my page.
Yeah.
Yes, Trent Z's up there.
Yeah.
You guys, I also posted Trent Z on our Facebook page because you guys were asking. Go look at the photos. He's in there.
Yeah. I'm not going to tag him, but he's a cutie pie.
You don't want his Instagram
followers to go up and then he's not here for the right reasons.
Then we have to keep him humble. We have to keep him humble and buying me Cookie Monster Coast. Yeah. Katie, what would you like to say, promote, etc.? You're going to help me finish my ballot after this.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'll go grab
it. KT_money on Twitter and Instagram. Please adopt or foster a dog. All the shelters literally across the country are full of big dogs, especially that need homes. Please consider opening your home to fostering a dog or adopt one. If you go to Foster for Life LA on Instagram, you can see dogs you can foster here in LA. Also, please vote. The election is coming up just in a couple weeks. No matter where you are, vote. It's so important.
Yep.
Don't skip the election.
Don't skip the election.
Do not.
Okay. Okay,
And do not vote for Rick Caruso. Yeah.
Do not vote for Rick Caruso.
I was excited to see an anti-Rick Caruso ad finally. And also vote for Kenneth Mejia and Controller in LA, and, please.
Next week is going to be fun. Can I announce what I'm going to be on next November 2nd?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on, even if you guys aren't Bravo people, I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live. It's going to air next Wednesday. I have an outfit, and it's going to be, so it's going to air November 2nd. I'm going to be on with Meredith Marks from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and my boobies are going to be out because I feel like all Andy likes boobies, and all of them put their boobies out.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to have cleavage and a spray tan and boobies, and I'm going to have clip-in hair. And
I heard Mittens and Meow are the bartenders.
Mittens and Meow are the bartenders. They're going to wear thongs. It's a Thanksgiving. Well, and so make sure to set your DVRs for Watch What Happens Live on the 2nd, honey. I am so excited. And until next time, my name is Arna Marie. Goodbye!
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this role? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.